The name is Harrison, sir, at present. The spy grinned toothily. The name of an ex-president, ex-general. A small joke, sir. One must keep one's sense of humor. Lee glanced again at Longstreet. Longstreet said, The man has the position of the Union Army. He says they are very close. I have a map. He moved to the map table under the awning. The spy followed with reproach. Lee came slowly to the table, watching the man. After a moment, he said to Harrison, I understand that you are General Longstreet's... A slight pause. Scout. Lee would not use the word spy. I believe we saw you last back in Virginia.
That's a fact, the spy worshipped. I've been kind of circulating since amongst the bluebellies. And I tell you, General, sir, that it's an honor and a priv...
Longstreet said. He claims their lead elements are here. He says there is a column of strong Union cavalry not 4 hours off. Lee looked at the map. Then he sat down and looked more closely. Longstreet gave the positions, the spy fluttering moth-like behind him with numbers and names and dates. Lee listened without expression. Longstreet finished. He estimates perhaps 100,000 men. Lee nodded, but estimates meant nothing. He sat for a moment staring at the map and then bowed his head slightly. Longstreet thought, he doesn't believe. Then Lee raised his eyes and regarded the spy. You appear to have ridden hard. Have you come a long way?
Sir, I sure have.
And you came through the picket line after dark?
Yes, sir.
The spy's head bobbed.
I did indeed.
We are in your debt. Lee stared at the map. Thank you. Now I'm sure General Longstreet will see to your accommodations. The spy was dismissed, had sense enough to know it. He rose reluctantly. He said,
It has been my pleasure, sir, to have served such a man as yourself. God bless you, sir.
Lee thanked him again. Longstreet instructed Sorrell to see that the man was fed and given a tent for the night, and to be kept where Longstreet could find him if he needed him, which meant keep an eye on him. The spy went out into the dark. Longstreet and Lee sat alone at the table in the rain. Lee said softly, Do you believe this man?
No choice.
I suppose not. Lee rubbed his eyes, leaned forward on the table. With his right hand, he held the muscle of his left arm. He shook his head slowly. Am I to move on the word of a paid spy?
Can't afford not to.
There would have been something from Stewart.
There should have been.
Stewart would not have left us blind.
He's joyriding again, Longstreet said. This time you ought to stomp him. Really stomp him.
Lee shook his head. Stewart would not leave us blind.
We've got to turn, Longstreet said.
His heart was beating strongly. It was bad to see the indomitable old man weak and hatless in the early morning, something soft in his eyes, pain in his face, the right hand rubbing the pain in the arm. Longstreet said,
We can't risk it. If we don't concentrate, they'll chop us up.
Lee said nothing. After a moment, Longstreet told him about Meade. Lee said, They should have gone to Reynolds.
Thought so, too. I think he turned it down.
Lee nodded. He smiled slightly. I would have preferred to continue against General Hooker. Longstreet grinned.
Me, too.
Meade will be cautious. It will take him some time to take command, to organize a staff. I think perhaps we should move quickly. There may be an opportunity here.
Yes, if we swing in behind him and cut him off from Washington.
If your man is correct.
We'll find out.